Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. Yes, I am a tad late, but I was having some technical situations that I had to sort out, and I am thankful that I have gotten those resolved. Thanks to Amy and John for helping me resolve this issue here. So, yes, I will be on for 120 minutes. Still, I am not going to be cutting you short. So, I am just so excited that I'm able to be on because, as you know, I enjoy being here with you each and every Wednesday morning. So, I'm glad that we are on now and looking forward for an amazing show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand, yeah.
You know, last night we had an amazing gathering of the Litchfield County chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. I just want to thank those women who came out. We had an amazing time. We had a lady joined us all the way from Vernon. And it was an honor to have her join us there, and I'm so thankful. Later on, I'm going to be sharing pictures and the videos and everything from the ladies at the meeting last night. And again, I thank you, ladies, for those of you who are listening. Thank you so much for coming out and for us having such an inspiring time. I want to remind you that the chat room is open and the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. You can call in at any time to be part of the conversation. Today we will be speaking on the topic of growth. We are always looking to expand who we are, whether our business, our careers. And one of the increases that we can always look to receiving happens through growth. in whatever areas that might be. And that's what we will be discussing. I encourage you to be part of the conversation by calling in and let us talk about what it means to grow as a person and as a business owner and some of the steps that we need to take and some of the paradigm shift that we also need to entertain. So I wanted to, you know, be part of the conversation. The number to call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And I want to remind you all to be generous. Visit GoFundMe.com/1, the letter G, the number 4, the letter M, the numbers 3 and 8. So you go to GoFundMe 1G4M38 and donate towards the breakfast feeding program that I have created in Jamaica, West Indies, and any other insights and skills that you may have that you think will be beneficial to our organization. We are a nonprofit. The Empowering People Foundation, Inc. is a nonprofit, and we are looking for your support. Yes, so as you know that on Wednesdays, the focus of the show is on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And our topic for discussion today is growth always increases your capacity. Growth always increases your capacity. Yours and mine and everybody else's. We are unique people and we need to focus on what works for us. There are some times that we have things in place that work, that's working, and there are other times when there are things that we need to dismantle or undo and start again from the beginning. But the one important thing I want to point out that no matter where you find yourself, you need to focus on making the right decision, taking the action to make the right decision that will be beneficial to you. Nick Commercial says, there is no finish line. I like, this is one of my favorite quotes, because we never arrive. We are always a work in progress, and especially when we are in the service industry, we always need to focus on remaining fresh, getting brand new spanking ideas all the time that can help us to always give more to our clients. Sometimes you're thinking, I have maxed out everything I know, everything I am, and everything I want to be. That is not true. We can never be maxed out as human beings so long as we continue working on our craft. You know, whatever business you're in, you keep working on your best to get it better and vice versa. So you keep working on you. You must keep doing the work that it takes to develop. Because as you look on where you are now, and you probably want to be reaching more people, you know that one of the ways we are using to reach more people now is social media. But we got to go out there and we have to learn how to take advantage of all the systems that's out there for us to reach other people. You can't just sit down and think it's going to fall in your laps, because it does not work that way. It doesn't matter what we are doing. We got to put the work in. All right? So if you are one of those people who are saying, I am maxed out. You're probably asking the question, am I maxed out? Another question that people always ask is, have you reached your full potential as a person? All right? And you can never reach your full potential as long as you are alive, because potential is that which has not yet been done. So always bear in mind that you cannot reach your potential when you are still alive. You keep doing more, you keep doing more, you keep doing more. That which you have already completed is no longer your potential. It is a goal that you have reached. All right? There is another quote I love by Robert Kurgel, and it says, the potential that exists within us is limitless and largely untapped. When you think of limits, you create them. Isn't that the truth? You know, each and every day we get up and we need to be excited about being able to continue on this life journey, because life is a journey and with many twists and turns. You know, some of us experience more twists and more turns than others do. But I have learned to embrace whatever struggles that I encounter. I know that I can rise above all of that. We, as human beings, we have to always focus on how we can increase our thinking capacity. It all begins with a thought. And I mean, an idea comes, a thought, then it becomes an idea, then we believe that. So how willing are we to expand our thinking capacity? If we are looking to grow as human beings, not in stature, but is in influence and the ability to impact the lives of others, we first have to focus on increasing our thinking capacity. I've heard of many experts who believe that people typically use only 10% of their potential. And you probably say 10%, and I strongly believe that the reason that they only can use 10% is because they are fearful of what will happen. They are oftentimes afraid of success, and they put limits on themselves. So I just pray that you are not one of the people who is only using 10% of your true potential. This statement is staggering, as a matter of fact. And there's no doubt that is indeed true. And if you find yourself in that position right now, you are blessed that you're hearing this conversation, because you can make the decision to say, no, I am going to be up in that. I'm going to be ready to move mine to 80, 60, 70, 90%. Because we will never be able to use up all 100% unless we are transitioning out of here. So we go as high as we can and we continue leaving room for growth. All right? Stop thinking more about work and start thinking about what works. A lot of times we hear people say, oh, that is hard work, and I don't want to be involved in that. Ask most people about how they increase their capacity, and they will tell you that they do so more by working. There's a problem with that solution. More work will not necessarily increase your capacity. However, when you focus on what works and you start to adopt those principles, you are going to find out that you are growing as a person and you are putting into place new practices that you normally would not have done had you not start working on increasing your capacity, your thought capacity. You know, you got to travel those roads that has never been traveled before. You know, you have to go into untapped territories. You know, people who are career people, it's like the job description is already set out for you. You know what you're called to do. However, as entrepreneurs, we are kind of different. We are cut from a different fabric. And we got to be continuously be creative and know what else. You got to be on the cusp. Always on the cusp of something new. What is it going to take for me to reach more people? What is it going to take for me to give more satisfaction to the clients that I serve? You know that most times, well, as a matter of fact, all of the times people engage with us based on who we are, our experiences, our stories. Because they look on our stories and our experiences and they are thinking, if they can overcome those things, so can we. And you know that is so true. A lot of times we don't know what's going on in the world around us, because we isolate ourselves. Here are three important questions that each and every one needs to ask themselves. What am I required to do? What gives me the greatest return? What gives me the greatest reward? Each and every one of us will answer these three questions uniquely dependent on who we are and what our focus and goals are in life. So I want to repeat them so you can write them down and keep it at the top of your list. What am I required to do? What gives me the greatest return? What gives me the greatest reward? And I know some weeks ago we did Knowing Your Why. I've been doing this for quite a long period. And so you have heard that over and over again. And I'm just giving you three more W's here. What you need to add with you knowing your why, so you can be experiencing a more rewarding and full life. You got to stop as someone who is looking to grow and to expand. We must stop thinking about whether or not I can, and start thinking about how I can. It's not whether or not you can do it. Instead, it's how you can do it. Because there's always a way out there. What they say, where there is a will, there is a way. So it is for us to create our way. My way might not necessarily be your way, but the one sure thing there is that there is a way for each and every one of us. We are not connected with the way because we are not searching to find the way. And why aren't we searching? What's preventing us from searching? Past failures, humiliation, guilt, fear, and the list goes on and on. Those are just a few things that is preventing us. You can create your own list of all the things that is preventing you from realizing that, yes, I can. And here are the ways in which I can. You know, I encourage a lot of the people I work with to enjoy using words like no, knowing that I am, and knowing that I can. I chose the word no because there are a lot of us who are overextending ourselves because we are afraid to use the word no. I can hear sometimes when I ask people to use the word no three times, people who are not comfortable with using the word no, I can hear like their breath, they stop. It's like they gasp because they are not comfortable using the word no, and they can't ever see themselves telling somebody no. I was speaking with someone very recently, and we were discussing a topic that I personally, in my heart of heart, knew she needed to say no to. However, she kept telling the people that she was going to pray about it. I want to welcome guests 467 to the show. Yeah, she kept saying, I am going to pray about it. And, I had just had enough. After about 2 weeks of she telling them she was going to pray about it, I say to her, why are you afraid of telling them no? And we were speaking on the phone, and I could hear like she gasped, oh, you know, I can't tell them no. I said to her, isn't that what you're feeling? I say, it doesn't take you 2 weeks to be praying about something that you know in your heart of hearts that you want to say no to. But instead of saying no to that, you are saying you're going to pray about it. I said, it's nothing to be ashamed about. You just need to step up, be bold, and say no when you want to say no at that moment. And I said to her, saying no today does not mean that 3 months down the line you're going to be saying no again. It's just no for right now. And I tell you something, this was a valuable lesson for me personally, especially when I was in my Mary Kay cosmetics business. I knew the growth of my unit and my winning a car and all of that was totally dependent on having a viable, successful unit with 30-plus members and all of that. And I had to go out there and assertively recruit. I was even in the recruiting court 1 year, getting my prestigious Bumblebee. However, before I was able to walk across that stage in Dallas, Texas, I got hundreds upon hundreds of no. And I got to tell you, there were times when some of those no's turn around to yeses. So I could not take it personally. I just had to know, tell myself that it's no right now. It's not no forever. So it's the same thing I'm here to share with you. Do not overextend yourself and know when you need to say no. And don't blame me to say, oh, I have to pray about it and all those religious things that you tell people. If it is a no, be bold, be man enough, be woman enough to say no to that. You know, the most common reason most people don't overcome the odds is that they don't challenge themselves enough. So if you challenge yourself to use the word no with grace, I said to somebody the other day, you know, just say it and just say no and smile when you say it. So then you begin to enjoy saying that. And then you are not going to be feeling as if, oh, my heavens, I'm letting that person down. All right? The other thing I want to point out that when we are focusing on expanding who we are and where we want to go, we must do our best not to spend time in negative environment. There are times when you are caught up in situations. Some people are in abusive relationship, could be an intimate relationship, or even a job relationship can be abusive too. And you got to know when an environment is not right for you, and do what you can to separate yourself, knowing that the environment that you are in, it's not you. And what is happening there necessarily doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, last night at the top of the hour, you heard me mention about the gathering we had last night in Litchfield. And one of the young women there spoke about working in a corporate job, and she was there, and she knew she did not want to be there. And she said, I knew what it is I wanted to do. I wanted to do a business for myself, and she named the type of business she wanted to do. Yet she was so afraid to leave the job she was in. Although she was not comfortable there, there were a lot of things happening at the job that she was not comfortable with. And she stayed there because she was fearful, not only about leaving the security blanket of that organization and the elite things that the position came with. But she was afraid. She knew that what she had in her mind to do, that she would be good at it, because she was doing it for a number of years as a hobby. And people always told her how good she was going to be at that. But she was afraid of stepping out and to expand herself. And what happened to her happened by accident, because she had an experience after she lost a family member and she acquired a large sum of money, which she know now she had the security and she had that nest financially to secure herself. And then what you know, she was still there torn whether she wanted to go or not go. And she said, can you imagine that they fired me? And you could hear the surprise in her voice, because I think deep down she was probably thinking that she was irreplaceable. But there she was holding on for dear life, and they fired her. In life, we always must learn to discover that some things is possible. Something is always possible, no matter what you think. There's always something that is possible in our lives. And we got to find some people who will encourage us to say, yes, honey, yes, it is possible. Just believe in yourself. Keep doing it. And there are people there that encourage us every day. You know, last night, all of the women that were at this gathering, we all had so much in common. We were different cultures and ethnicity. We were different age groups and all of that. However, our life stories in some way or another connected with each other. Where can you look to find stories that you can connect your story to that will enhance the growth that you are looking to achieve? Remember, for every growth that will increase our capacity needs to be taken by each and every one of us. It is our responsibility to go out there and create these things, and to know that even the things that you think that was not possible, it's possible. And what's possible is not necessarily done yet by somebody, but you can be the first to let what seems impossible becomes possible. All right? So remember again about the questions, the three questions I told you to ask yourself. It is it's very important that you recall and record those three questions of: what am I required to do? What gives me the greatest return? And what gives me the greatest reward? I would really put those on index cards, so that they keep reminding you wherever you go, you can see them and keep reminding yourself about these questions and what the answers are, because they will help to keep you focused. One of the other things I have noticed in on my personal journey as I forged to look forward to increase everything, most of the things that I do, is that sometimes when you are, you know, close to the middle of everything, it looks like it's never going to take off. It looks like a failure. But I tell you, you got to stick to it until you get around the corner. You never know if you don't take that bend of life, take and go around the corner, you don't know what is awaiting you. Stop thinking one door and start thinking many doors. There are a lot of people who are afraid to collaborate or get into joint ventures. You know, my philosophy about all of this is that I know 10 people, and when I collaborate with somebody else that knows 10 people, together we know 20 people. And if we add one more person, together we all know 30 people. And those 30 people, all of them will know one more each, so that's 60 people. So what it is that you are holding yourself back from because you are afraid to collaborate with people. We are now living, it doesn't matter where we live, we can no longer only think locally. We need to think globally. And what better way to think of many doors than to have a global mindset? A global mindset. That if you are an entrepreneur and you are not yet on LinkedIn, you need to go and create an account on LinkedIn, because that's one of the ways of expanding who we are. We are out there and people from all over the world will tap into what we are about. And that's one way that we can get into joint ventures. So, you know, don't be afraid. And one of the other thing, I must mention this because this is such a pet peeve for me. Don't go on LinkedIn and put your profile up and not have a picture. I, without exaggeration, at least 15 requests per month I am receiving from people that have no picture. I'm telling you, don't be one of those people. If I accept to connect with those people, it is as if I'm connecting with someone that has a mask on, because I don't know them. I can't see in their eyes. So how am I supposed to connect with you if you don't trust yourself enough to put a picture out? So be bold. Know that you might never meet these people face to face. So the closest connection you will have with them is by them seeing your picture out there, and they can look and they just get connected. I tell you, I have hundreds and thousands of supporters out there. Some of them I have never met, but I can look on their pictures and I can say, oh, this is such and such a person. I know who they are, and hopefully they are doing the same thing for me. Because we are so truly, truly connected. I want to encourage you to find out how you can get connected to many doors. And once you can identify what it is you bring to the table, people will want to be in relationships with you. As I have learned to think many doors and explore options, here is what I have learned over these years. There is more than one way to do something successfully. And your way is not only the correct way. The odds of arriving anywhere increases the creativity and adaptability. Sometimes the skills that you are short, you can pick up in someone that you are collaborating on a project with. Movement will intentionally create possibility. You know, you meet somebody, you go somewhere, you get to learn more about what they are about. You know, there's one way we always say in a networking event, you got to work the room. Work the room. You know, a lot of people go out there and they are so intent on pushing their cards and, you know, take my card, do that. No, spend some time to build the relationship with the people you are around and connect with them. Connect with them. I tell you, spending the time to talk with somebody and get a laugh and everything is going to definitely give you more mileage than your business card. So here is something for you to consider. Failures and setbacks can be great tools for learning. You know, I have learned from some of my shortcomings and from setbacks. And that is why every time I get on this broadcast, I always speak about how much I enjoy journaling. And for many different reasons, as I learn the lessons, I jot them in the journal. And I am so old school, I am still writing everything handwritten, because it's like it's engraved in my mind when I do that. And I encourage you, I am not running away from the new developments of digital and having everything done. So, but for me, just writing it helps me to retain it as well. I've also learned that knowing the future is difficult. Controlling the future is possible. Knowing the future is difficult, but controlling the future is possible. You know, remember I just mentioned that the possible can be done, whether it was done by anybody before you, you can be the first to do the impossible. Knowing today is essential. Controlling today is possible, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 moment at a time. I have learned to embrace each moment right now. I cannot put off my joy and my happiness for later on today or tomorrow. I just need to embrace it right now and enjoy it right now, right this minute. And I encourage you to do the same thing. As we look to continue to grow, we cannot spend our time in regrets and sorrow and unhappiness and worry. We got to be joyful. We got to be happy. And how do we become happy? We must create our happiness. Each and every one of us, we know ourselves so well. So we need to go out and create our happiness, create our joy. And if you are struggling with doing that, you need to do a self-assessment. Claim your truths, speak your truth, and after you do that, you will find out that, hey, I can step into my boldness and create my joy and my happiness. You don't need to have $1 million in the bank to be happy. Just waking up and realizing that you have toes and fingers and eyes, you can hear, you can see, you can smell, you can taste. Oh, my heavens, look at the amount of things we have to be happy about. you're going to find out that once you begin to create your happiness, everything else is falling in place. Success is a result of continued action filled with continual adjustment. You know, how do you define success? Nothing is carved out about success. Each and every one of us illustrates and defines success differently. I was speaking with somebody on Saturday, and we were speaking about wealth and success, and their family came from Thailand, and she was explaining to me what it's like in Thailand. She came to the U.S. as a child, and then they went back to Thailand, and she saw what was going on there in that country, and she could compare her experience in America and her experience in Thailand. And, you know, you might not have a country to compare to, but there are many of us who we are no longer living in the same areas that we were born and raised as children. But we have now adopted maybe another state or another city. And there, use that time to draw onto the comparisons that you had so you are able to expand your learning and grow from that. For one of my awakening moments, and it has always been part of me, is that you all heard me mention about the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. And that's my former elementary school where I grew up. It's the same one-room kitchen that they have. The only difference there right now is that they have a refrigerator and they have a gas stove. And they have electricity. When I was growing up in that school and in that district, we didn't have telephone. We did not have electricity. We didn't have refrigerators as children growing up. It was in the country. Things were preserved through pickling and all of that, or smoked. The meat was smoked and all of that. And now here I am, decades later, going back to that school and starting a breakfast feeding program for those children. I grew up in that environment, and I know the reason God has called me to go back and do this is that I can show the children that your beginning does not need to be your end. You can use that as a guideline that helps you to expand and to grow as a person and to appreciate what it takes to pay it forward. We are not all millionaires. We don't need to be. We just need to have a millionaire heart that allows us to give back to our community. And one of the ways of doing that is through the capacity to think bigger than what we are seeing in front of us. You know, the greatest challenge you will ever face is that of expanding your mind. Let me tell you something. Our minds can hold us hostage because there are times when our heart really wants to go out, but that mind is playing mind tricks on us and telling us, oh, no, no, no. You didn't go to college. You didn't go to university. You didn't even go to high school. You didn't even graduate. high school. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't and go on and on and on. And all of a sudden, you throw your hand up and you stop and said, oh, no, I can't do this. So we got to all start working on our minds and take control of the chatter that is going on in our mind. Oliver Wendell Holmes writes this favorite quote, man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regain its original dimension. Isn't that the truth? So you just got to step out from behind the fear and make that paradigm shift and start to stretch your mind, because you're going to find out that it's not going to go back. You just need to take that first step and know that you are not going to be going back to where you were. Your mind is not going to go back to that mediocre thinking. It's just going to keep expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. And before long, you are going to evolve and people are going to be saying, oh my God, I can't believe that that is Daphne or this is John or that is Dorothy. They are going to be saying, I can't believe that's you. But you got to begin to take chances. Even when you are out there on the path of expansion and on the path of growth, you want to increase the capacity to be greater than you ever thought that you would be. There are going to be many people who are tearing you down. There are going to be many situations that will tear you down or attempt to tear you down. But you got to know from your core that you are not going to allow that to take you down. You must believe that you have the how to increase your capacity and that you are willing to take the action to making this happen. If you want to expand your potential and therefore your capacity, you must first change your thinking. However, if you change only your thinking, you neglect to change your actions, you will fall far short of your potential. To start expanding your capacity, here are a few steps that has helped me over my 60 plus years of life. Stop doing only those things you have done before and start doing those things you could and should do. I remember when I went back and applied to college and started going to college at nights and on the weekends. I was doing classes Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturday and Sundays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I was doing classes at nights. And on Saturdays and Sundays, I was doing classes all day on a traditional university campus with young, and I say young students. Some of them, I could be their grandmother. But I tell you, I was excelling in those classes because I had something that they did not have. I had experience. And every work that the professor would give us, I would put a spin on it because you know what? before I would turn my papers in or my answers, I would add my life experience to that thing. And I always get to go more in depth of what he asked for. So it, to me, it was like, you know, baking a cake. And you can either serve the cake without icing, or you can icen the cake and you can put some extra decoration on that icing. And that was what I was doing. I started doing those things that I could and should have done way back when I was a young child. I remember when I made the dean's list at Ashford University, and I was so excited because I had never made the dean's list any time. And I sent out an email blast, and one of my friends in Canada replied and said, you need to make the dean's list because you are now paying for your education. And I laughed and I said, I did not even think of it that way. A lot of us, when we are younger and we are going to school or college or universities, we are wasting the time because our parents are the ones paying for our education. And I hope that there are some young people that is able to hear this conversation, because that's the reason why a lot of students are not excelling. You know, this week here in Connecticut, it was on the news that Quinnipiac got a bomb scare call in to the graduation. And you know how that happened? One young woman who had dropped out of college and was not going to be graduating knew that her parents was traveling down from Rhode Island to come to the graduation. And instead of being truthful and telling them, she did not continue school and all of that. Instead, she called in a bomb threat to the university to cause a lot of confusion and turmoil. Well, instead of them enjoying the graduation, they had to go bail her out of jail. So, in life we must tell our truth, because what they say, the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free because, you know, isn't it amazing how whatever we do in the dark comes out in the light? Always happens. So why not just face the truth and deal with it? I mean, I'm sure it would not be the end of the world had she just let her parents know what the truth is. One of the first steps towards success is becoming good at what you know and how to do it. And also loving what you do as well. It needs to become a part of you. Success means that you love what you do so much, and even if you don't get a dime to do it, you are still going to do it because it makes such a great impact and difference in the lives of somebody else. And I tell you something, when you touch the lives of other people, there is no monetary gain that can take precedence over that. You know, you know more than what you know, and the more you know will add additional worthiness to what you do. It will make room for you before queens and kings, and I mean, literally, people in high places. We spoke earlier on, we spoke about not focusing on one door, but focusing on many doors. When you do what you know what you do and love it, it will open doors for you. If you are listening and you have something you want to add to this conversation, please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And I want to extend an invitation to you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne and also on Facebook.com Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest as Daphne Clark Hudson, and Google me. And you will find all the other platforms that I'm on. My website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And we have a program where we are taking on some new clients. So, you know, message me if you want to get more information about all the stuff that we are up to and that we are doing. And if you are listening, I want to hear from you. Call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Just give us a call, and I look forward to hearing from you. Mark this show as a favorite, and you will be informed each and every week about who we are having on our show and the conversation that we are having. So right back to today's conversation about growth always increases your capacity. Growth always increases your capacity. And I am your host, Dynamic Daphne. Here are a few encouraging thoughts I want to share with you. No one starts off as a master. As a matter of fact, a master did not become a master overnight. There's always a process. First one must become an apprentice. Then from the apprentice, we always move to a journeyman. And a journeyman finally becomes a master. A master doesn't become a master overnight. There is always a process. You know, one of the things we always hear people say is that, Oh, they have overnight success. You know, they got it overnight. Listen, a lot of us, our overnight took us over 20, 30 years. So what's your overnight? You look at it and you say, well, a lot of times, You don't hear the word apprentice used much these days. People talk about interns and all of that, but I think it's kind of the same thing, apprentice, to go and to learn. And, you know, you go as an apprentice and you move from apprentice to a journeyman and then a master. These are three steps that illustrate the importance of going through the fundamental and necessary steps to acquire the kind of humility that consummates true leadership. You know, you go in and you learn a lot of what's happening as an apprentice. People are not excited with, but what happened? They keep their focus on the gold in the future. They know months or a couple of years down the road, I'm going to have my own company. I'm going to have my own shop. That sign outside is going to say such and such auto repair. And even when you are not having the best feeling right there now, you're not happy about the job that you're doing and the questions that are being asked of you. However, you are sticking it out because you know that this is just the first step. And after 6 months, you might move from that apprentice position and you now become a journeyman. As a journeyman, you're probably getting the opportunity to mentor the next new apprentice that comes in. You can show the apprentice how to prepare certain things or what you do. This is how we do things here and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, you are beginning to feel, I am somebody. I'm learning. I have learned something. The boss is no longer second-guessing my responsibilities, but he or she trusts me in guiding this new apprentice in. And before you know it, your 24 months is over and you're on your way to becoming a master. You graduate, you got your diploma, and now you have the permission to open shop somewhere. You now, as a master, you start the process all over again, where you bring in apprentice, then you promote them to journeyman, then you turn them out as masters. And as you drive around town, you're probably seeing many of your apprentices who are now masters. You probably turn on the channel on your TV. You probably see many of the masters that you have created on your journey out there telling their stories. It's not impossible, ladies and gentlemen, so long as you can begin to believe it. You know, there are many, many stories over the world, and I'm sure you probably have read about them, about people who grew up in circumstances and situations that you would say, oh my Lord, there is no way that people that encountered these situations could come out and become masters of their time, but it happens. I won't even take the time now to share, because I know that you know. It's like preaching to the choir right now. I don't need to remind you of the many successes that people who came out of situation that people, even their own families, says that they would not become anything, and they became the greatest masters of our times. Pablo Picasso wrote this quote, "I am always doing that which I cannot do in order to learn how to do it." We got to be bold. We got to step out there and take risk. If you cannot take the risk for your greater future, what is that saying about you? It is saying you don't believe in yourself. It is saying you are too fearful to take a stand for that which you believe in. So remember this quote always from Pablo Picasso. "I am always doing that which I cannot do in order to learn how to do it." Action, action, action. Stop doing what is expected and start doing more than is expected. You know, Les Brown says that a lot of people just do enough work for what they are getting paid to do. So why don't you do the extra? Go the extra mile. There is a video on YouTube. I was listening the other day. I don't remember the name of the gentleman. However, he bought a chain of hotels. And I think they are out in San Francisco someplace. And he bought the hotels, and there was a Spanish lady who he bought the hotel, and she was still working there. And 20-something years later, she's still there at the hotel. She had a funny name, and when she came to America, she changed her name to an English name where people could remember. And this gentleman notice that at the hotel where this lady is, the people keep coming back and 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 coming back. And he notices that this particular hotel was doing much better than the other hotels. So he decided to select 100 of those patrons from that hotel to do a survey with them. And every last one of them share in their survey that was done that the reason they kept coming back over these many years had to do with this particular woman. And he says that this woman, one gentleman says, this woman makes him feel at home every time he comes there. It is not as if he is going to a hotel. It is as if he is coming home to family. And I tell you, I could hear in the man's voice how appreciative he was. And the lady is still working there at the hotel. And he now sees her as a partner because he knows that had it not been for her and her commitment to her job, those customers would not be coming back. So, you know, focus on doing more than is expected of you. Not because you're going to get a bonus, not because somebody asked you to, not because over time would it be incurred if you do it. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Do it because your heart tells you to do it. All right? Do it because when you come home and put your head on the pillow, you know, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There are many lives that was touched because of the duty I performed today. Stop doing important things occasionally and start doing important things daily. Do the things, again, follow your heart. The things you do, you are not doing it because you're going to get an accolade or you're going to get a publicity and there's going to be a buzz. There's going to be a buzz about what you do and there's going to be a big write-up and blah, blah, blah about it. Do it because your heart tells you it's the right thing to do. You know, a lot of times we might be the only Bible that people reads. And I'm not saying that to be religious. But each and every day when we encounter others in our path, we really don't know what they are going through. So why not let us focus on being the best we can be and share with them the depth of who we are. Helps them to feel connected with us. Help them to enjoy life. Help them to smile again. Help them to know that they are important. Help them to know that, listen, you and I, we are in this together. You can reach out to me and I will help to bring some joy into your life. It is important to do important things every minute of the day. Don't put it off for later on because you and I really, we don't know whether or not we are going to be around later on to do it. Remember, you can call in for those of you in the chat room, you want to contribute something to the conversation. You can call in 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you guys. All right. We are talking about growth can expand our capacity. And we covered quite a large ground today. And I just hope that as we continue the conversation here, each and every one of us will get something out of this episode today. I personally believe in advancing confidently in the direction of my dreams. That means doing what is important every day to me. To do what is important every day does nothing for you. It merely uses up your time. To do the right thing only occasionally does not lead to consistent growth and expansion of your life. Both components are necessary. Daily growth leads to personal expansion. Expanding your capacity. One of the greatest rewards one can ever receive is from speaking into the lives of others that you have met. I just mentioned that you might be the only Bible that some people might ever read. How are you speaking into the lives of others? What can you find that is encouraging to share with them? You can always find something to highlight that person's life and share it with them. Take the time to let them know what you have seen in them. You know, we are seeing today, we are not seeing tomorrow. We really don't know how much time promised to us. So why not let us give the most of ourselves that we can give? I want to ask you to do you a favor. I want to ask you to get a blank sheet of paper in your journal, and I want you to put the heading, "Growth Always Increases Your Capacity." Growth always increases my capacity. And I want for you on that sheet to list all of the steps that you are willing to take to make sure that this happens. Remember, that list is for you. It is not for anyone else. So, what are you willing to put on this list? All right, let's examine some areas that you can look on. The first thing I would encourage you to look on is gratitude. Are you giving gratitude for all things? The next area I want you to look at is spirituality. The next area would be for health and wellness. The next would be nutrition. You know, a lot of times we have to understand that some of the things that we have become so accustomed and addicted to eating is no longer serving our greatest and highest good. And we need to revisit those and make some modification and some adjustment. And bless them and release them. The next area I want you to look at is sleep and relaxation. The next thing I want you to look at is connections and relationships. All right, so far on that list you should have six things: gratitude, spirituality, health and wellness, nutrition, sleep and relaxation, connection and relationships. And this would not be a list unless you have journaling on it, so put journaling. All right? And listen, the lines are open, 646-915-8166. The lines are open for, you can call in and add some more to this list. So I'm waiting for the phone to ring, 646-915-8166. Let us get some insights from you to add to this list. Growth always increases my capacity, and I just ask you to create a list of what are you going to be doing differently to make sure that this is happening for you. All right? So while I wait on the phone to ring, number 8 would be taking action. And the next, number 9, would be on this list, ability to comfortably use the word no. Write that real big. The word no. All right? Now, what else do you want to have on that list? Tensions. Always let your intentions be known. Okay. Number 11. So what would you have on number 11? Come on, guys. Type something in the chat room. Okay, happiness. Okay, expand more on that. You type happiness in the bathroom, in the box there. Okay, all right. Enjoying more happiness. Yeah, that's a good one. And I know that you can enjoy more happiness. However, it is your responsibility to create that happiness. So enjoying more happiness would be a good thing. And remember, thank you. Thank you, guests. 7694. Thank you. That's a very good insight right there. Because if you wake up every day and you're not enjoying any happiness, you don't feel good about yourself, you're not going to be able to grow and expand in any way. So that's a very good point. And one of the things that you can do about this is to each and every day you get up, you create a dialogue with yourself in front of the mirror and just telling yourself what you appreciate and love about you and what makes you so happy to be in your own company. And it's not about being selfish, but it's about knowing to appreciate and embrace and enjoy you and your abilities and capabilities. You know, a lot of times we are looking outside for happiness and love, and it really needs to start at home, meaning that you need to start loving yourself first. You need to be first creating your own happiness. And once you do that, then you're going to find out that each and every other person is going to be loving you. They're going to be so happy when they are around you, because what happened? We attract what we are and who we are. So that's a great one. Thank you so much for that one. We are up to number 12. So the line is open, and we can get more from the chat room as well. So in the meantime, the list would look like gratitude, and that means you would be giving gratitude for each and every aspect of who you are. Spirituality, you know, what are you doing every day? Are you meditating? Are you doing retreats? Are you praying? Are you doing your daily devotional? What it is that you are doing to maintain and sustain that your spirituality? Then we look on health and wellness. What are you doing? Are you treating your body right? Are you getting your physical examinations and to make sure that your body is in the right is processing everything correctly the way it was created to operate and to function? And we look at nutrition. What are you eating? Are you eating those foods that will rid your body of inflammation and have you on the right path, and you have a real healthy outlook on life? Are you the way you prepare your meals? What are you eating? How are you preparing it, and all of that? Then sleep and relaxation. You know, always focus on getting the 8 hours of sleep every day. I heard, I think, one of the spiritual teachers mention, I thought it was funny when she said that it was Ilana Van Zandt, and she said, for goodness sake, if you wake up Monday, go to bed on Monday. And when I heard her say it, I was kind of puzzled. But then I look back over my own life and realize I'm not going to bed the day I wake up. I'm going to bed the following day. And she was encouraging people to do that because we need 24 hours. There are certain things our body does on that cycle. And that's the reason why we go to bed. So for some of us, we wake up, like example today, and today's Wednesday, and instead of going to bed back on Wednesday to complete the 24-hour cycle of that which our bodies need, we go to bed on Thursday, because we go to bed at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And that's where we are depriving our bodies of those things. So proper sleep is important. And if you're working nights, the daytime, you need to be sure that you get the proper sleep. Relaxation. Find something that relaxes you. What does it take for you to be relaxed? You know, laughter. Oh, I have to, this one is a good one to go on the list. So I'm putting laughter at number 12. Laughter is important. It just stimulates so many different things in different organs in our bodies. So start laughing a lot. Start laughing a lot. You don't need to have somebody that stimulates you to laugh. Laugh at yourself. I laugh at myself all the time. All the time. So just, you know, just laugh, 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 laugh like you have never laughed before. And just have some fun with you. The next thing we have on the list was connection and relationship. You know, the one of the things I want you to bear in mind is that nobody's going to do business with us unless they connect with us. So let's just get that clear in our minds. Pushing business cards and all of that and spend time talking with people about their hobbies, their families, what they enjoy doing, what makes them tick and all of that stuff. And you're going to find out that by doing so, that is going to help you so much more to connect with the right clients that you are looking to connect with, or the right customers, or whatever label you use for your people that you are serving. People are not going to do business with us until they connect with us or until they have a relationship with us. The people are going to do business with us because once we connect with them, whether they have our business cards or business information, we connect with them on a personal level. And our connection is like it's embedded and engraved in their hearts. So when they go out there and they meet other people and they are talking with them and something happens in that conversation and it triggers your name and they say, oh, well, I know Daphne. Daphne does such, or Jane does such, or Sylvia does such. And all of a sudden, they did not have your business card there. But because you spend time to connect with them, they know your information. And what happened? Whomever they are speaking to, whether they have your number there or not, they are going to be able to follow up with them, give them the information, and just have you and them now connect to take it to the next level. The next thing I have is journaling. And I already have spoken so many times about that you use that to document your thoughts and ideas on whatever is going on in your life. And for me, it helps to keep me accountable. I want to, the next thing we have here, number 8, is taking action. There are many people who live in a world of procrastination, and they're always just waiting to get everything perfect and everything right before they take action. Don't do that. I want for you to start to take action when you get an insight to take action. When we procrastinate, we lose out on amazing opportunities. We lose out on that next relationship that we wanted and we prayed for a long time, or we let our intention known that we needed such and such a thing. So I want to encourage you to take action. Don't procrastinate, even when you are not certain of how the outcome is going to be. Just make the decision to take action, knowing that it will end up okay. There are still a few set of people who are uncomfortable with the word no. And if you are one of those people, I want you to put that on your list. If you don't have any issue with no, then you don't need to put that on. But if you are someone that has issues with the word no and using it at the appropriate time, you need to write this one in big, bold, red letters. All right? So start using no, and when you say no, you just say it with a smile, no. And you're going to find out that you're going to keep getting better and better and better with it. The next thing I have on the list is intentions. No what your intentions are in everything that you are looking to do. Let your intentions be known to the universe. Because once you let your intentions be known, it keeps you so aware of the things that are happening. And it delivers right on time. Times when you are going to be saying, oh my God, I didn't know how this was going to be ending up. And really and truly, we don't need to know how. You just need to turn up for duty and just enjoy the end result. Okay? The next thing I want for you to have on the list there, we talk about happiness, and we are not going to be, we are not going to go over that because I had explained it when the person in the chat room had wrote that. And laughter. Laughter is it's very, very, very important. So find some time to laugh. You know, you just have to go out there and stand up. You're going to feel like you're crazy, just laughing for no reason. But really, you are laughing for some reason because you are laughing to create some stimulation within your organs and to create some joy and happiness in your life. So just go out there and just laugh. Laugh like you have never, ever laughed before. So that's the list I develop, and I'm sure that you will have many more things that you add to your list of growth always increases my capacity. Growth increases my capacity, and you are listing the steps that you will be taking in order to let that happen in your life. The greatest of all miracles, he said, is that we need not be tomorrow what we are today, but we can improve if we make us potentials implanted in us by God. This is a quote by Samuel M. Silver. I just pray that you have got something out of this segment to you. I want to read something I found here about applying the law of expansion to our life. It says, I have made the mental transition from I can't or I can to how can I. Test yourself, do some dreaming, and then ask yourself these questions. If I knew I could not fail, what would I attempt? If I had no limitations, what would I like to do? If finances were not an issue, what would I be doing with my life? Take time and write your answer to these questions now. At your answers, what is your gut level response to them? Do you look at them and think, that's far-fetched, this is impossible? how outlandish? Or do you look at them and think, how can I do that? What must I do to make this happen? What will I have to trade to make this transition? If it is the latter, you are mentally ready to expand your capacity. If it's the former, you still have work to be done. Spend some time figuring out what's stopping you from believing you can make the changes necessary to expand your life. Give yourself an effectiveness audit so you can be sure you are taking what works. Instead of more work, go through your calendar and a to-do list from the last 4 weeks. By the way, if you aren't using some kind of system to plan your days, that's the first step you need to take. Try to qualify the amount of time you spent on every action and activity during those 4 weeks. Then think about how much time you believe each activity should have taken, and give yourself an efficiency rating, A plus to F. Now sort all the activities into categories. Where do you see patterns? What's working? What isn't working? What are you doing too much of? Either because you are not efficient enough or because the activity is off purpose. What changes do you need to make? Use the criteria of required return or reward to help you make judgments on what needs to change. Do you have a plan and system to make sure you are doing what's important daily? First, define what is essential to you on a daily basis. Here are a few ideas that's listed here. Choose and display the right attitude. Determine and act on important priorities. Know and follow healthy guidelines. Communicate with and care for my family. Practice and develop good thinking. Make and keep proper commitments. Earn and properly manage finances, deepen and live out my faith, initiate and invest in solid relationships, plan for the model generosity, embrace and practice good values, seek and experience improvements. Once you have created your own list, figure out how you will manage to follow through on each of these priorities every day so you stay on track and continue to expand your potential. This was indeed a blessed episode for me to facilitate, and I just pray that you got something out of it too, and I look forward for your messages and your emails and to really see what you have got out of this. I know that each and every one of us, we are looking to expand and to grow in various areas, whether in our personal life or in our career or in our business. And I just pray that this episode has helped you in some way or another. I want again to encourage you to support us at GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe/1G4M38. Whatever it is that you find that you can help us with there, we'll appreciate it. If you are in the Connecticut area and willing to be trained to be a volunteer on our show, we look forward to having you there. So message me and I will give you more details about how you can get the training in order to be part of our platform there. It's 12 hours of rigorous, hectic training, but that information will help you to become more marketable in the video production community. This is information that you are not paying for, but you'll be able to use to get paid positions outside of the community access community as well. So just reach out to us. So connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, and all the others. Just Google me. My website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I have a written blog as well. Once you Google me, there are links there that will take you directly to my link. I love each and every one of you. I am glad that I was able to do this show today and that I was able to so generously invest in the things that you are doing. And we look forward, and this Sunday we'll be having an amazing guest on. We are going to be talking about living an abundant life. So I look forward to seeing you again on Sunday evening at 7:30 Standard Time. So again, I am just so thankful and so grateful that you have selected us to spend the time with you. Be blessed and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know. Showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. Hallelujah. I know what I'm here for. Yes. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight.